Hello, this is Annie Prince.
And this is Bruce Wilson.
With this month's edition of Living Green in the Lehigh Valley.
Our guest today, Karen Ferdin, is the founder of Burke's Gas Truth, a community grassroots group fighting shale gas drilling in Pennsylvania. Her organization is one of the co-sponsors of a special screening of the new documentary Gasland Part 2 on June 17th at the Brockle Middle School at the corner of Morton and Broadhead Streets on the south side of Bethlehem. Karen, what makes this screening special?
Well, thank you for having me. The screening is special for a couple of reasons. Josh Fox, who directed Gasland Part 2, will be here for the screening to take questions following the film. What makes the event even more special is that Bethlehem is one of only 20 cities in the United States where Josh will take his film before it premieres on HBO in July. We're thrilled to have Josh back in the Lehigh Valley.
For people who haven't seen Gasland, explain what it's about.
Gasland was the film that brought the issue of shale gas drilling, or fracking, to the national consciousness. Fracking is short for hydraulic fracturing, but it's frequently used as a shorthand for the entire footprint of natural gas extraction from shale formations. Josh's first film looked at the process and some of the risks. Many people are familiar with the sequence in Gasland, where a series of homeowners light their tap water on fire. The new film picks up where Gasland left off by examining the long-term consequences of fracking, but it also looks at the natural gas industry and the tactics it employs in the face of oppositions, and looks at those of us who are presenting that opposition. The film's release comes at a time when increasing pressure is being put on our state government to put a moratorium on fracking. We recently delivered over 100,000 petition signatures calling for a moratorium on drilling to Governor Corbett. We've learned a lot in these 3 years since Gasland debuted. We've seen case after case of contaminated water, water that gels or comes out of the tap looking like iced tea. We've seen increasing numbers of sick and dying animals and people. We've seen well blowouts. We've seen record incidences of radiation alarms sounding at landfills when frack waste trucks arrive. We've seen some of our most beautiful woodlands razed to make room for well pads or pipelines. We've seen regulatory agencies fall down on the job of protecting our people and our natural resources. We've seen job creation numbers fall way short of where we were told they'd be. And we've seen a proliferation in transmission pipelines designed to ship our domestic energy source to ports where it can be liquefied and sent overseas. We've seen CO2 levels rise to an historic 400 parts per million. Methane heats the atmosphere much more efficiently than CO2, so we should be cutting back on natural gas, not relying on it more. And those are just some of the issues. We're very grateful to Josh for shining a spotlight on these very important issues.
So tell people more about the upcoming screening.
Gasland Part 2 will be shown on Monday, June 17th at the Brockle Middle School on the south side of Bethlehem at 6:30, and will be followed by a question and answer period with Josh Fox. We're pleased to be able to invite the public to attend this special event free of charge, though we will be gratefully accepting donations to defray the cost of the venue. The event is sponsored by Food and Water Watch, Penn Environment, the Lehigh Valley Group and PA Chapter of the Sierra Club, Southside Film Institute, Lehigh Valley Gas Truth, Burke's Gas Truth, the Alliance for Sustainable Communities, and LAPOCO. For more information, visit gastruth.org or call 610-923-6341.